cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, this Dr. Thomas Barnett is this Naval War College strategist, and he openly says that the military works for the big corporations, it's part of a global government, that they're going to take over the planet, Russia and China are big buddies. He chastised the Pentagon for not wanting to work with communist China, that they're not communists, that they're wonderful, basically. And again, this happens. Michelle Malkin writes a book, In Defense of Internment Camps, finds out who I am, won't come on, won't defend their ideas. It's the same thing with Mr. Barnett. We set it up days ago, confirmed today. He went and looked up who we are and told Scott running the show, no, I find, what was the quote, Scott? Why don't we bring Scott up here? Scott, real quick, did he say the site is too abhorrent?
Yeah, he said he found things abhorrent on the website and didn't want to do it.
So. He found things abhorrent, and then you said, well, just please come on for a few minutes, and what did he do?
He just said no. So he pretty much refused to come on with you today.
And you said he hung up on you?
Yeah, he. It wasn't rudely, but he said, I'm not going to come on, and hung up. So.
Yeah, so, you know, this is the guy, okay, and he talks about Wall Street just loves me, and the Wall Street people understand this new rule set, and, you know, we're going to have this global army, and I mean, it was open New World Order. And so we'll just talk about Mr. Barnett now. For those of you that saw him on C-SPAN, it's aired several times, and for those that witnessed this, we even got a tape of it. It's not been loaded into the computer, so we can't play it. I should have done that. I wanted to have you hear from him. They will not defend their ideas. It's got to be in a controlled area. General Parton is going to be coming on to talk about these ideas and what he thinks of it. He warned of this new map, this model, decades ago, and he's a real expert. And so we'll see, instead of getting General Parton on in the third hour, we'll see if we can get him on a little bit earlier. I know he was studying up on Mr. Barnett and was earlier this morning, but he's aware of this whole move in the Pentagon. So we'll get General Benton K. Parton on the show. And go over Mr. Barnett, but just amazing. Have you gotten a hold of Parton, Scott? Good. Tell him I want to talk to him during the break. Just try to keep him there a few minutes, and I want to come back and talk to him. I mean, all we want are these globalists, and this is what the guy said. It's part of globalism. He had these spreadsheets of globalism taking over the planet. It was frightening stuff. What we'll do is we'll have listeners who saw this. I know a lot of you have called in about it. I saw it, too. Call in and discuss this. The end of Posse Comitatus, all of it. And we'll go over it with General Benton K. Parton, who's been warning of this exact rule change, as they call it, with the Pentagon, and how he and himself and many others have been warning people within the Pentagon. But it's just outrageous. And that globalists will not come on and defend their ideas. So they're all happy to do radio interviews until they find out that we're aware of the New World Order, that we're aware of this merger between our military, our government, with these Soviet Russians, with still what they are, putting the Red Stars back on their vehicles. And when they find out that we're against the merger with communist China, when they find out that we're not for this New World Order model, they run. They don't jog away from us. They run away from us. So we were going to talk about the Pentagon's new map, the book, A Future Worth Creating. And you can read the pre-introduction storyboard, the director's commentary. You can go over the entire system they're building on his website, thomaspmbarnett.com. You can go look at what I witnessed on C-SPAN. And Wall Street, he admits, is right behind him and loves his idea, and he says the Pentagon works for Wall Street, works for the big banks. It's just everything we've already known right out in the open, but he chastised the Pentagon when I was watching this on C-SPAN, an auditorium full of brass, saying, you need to know that China's our friend, and they're going to aid us. Now Russia's merging with NATO. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I was going to have this Pentagon strategist, war thinker, guru on the show, Thomas P.M. Barnett. And then he said, I'm not coming on to the folks running the show. So I called him during the break, and he began cussing at me right off the bat, telling me, you know, well, I hope you sleep good at night, you know, saying the CIA could have been behind Nick Berg. That's been mainstream news, by the way. Yelling at me about saying the government had prior knowledge of 9/11. Well, half of New Yorkers think that, so I guess they're evil, too. I bet they sleep at night good. Actually, they probably don't, thinking there's about to be another attack. And I'm sitting there, and this guy was just vicious. And I said, what about PNAC documents? What about Operation Northwood? And he just wouldn't talk, started going, nah, 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 nah. I mean, it was amazing. And I said, come on and defend your ideas. And he said, I wouldn't dignify a show like yours. And so we're going to research this guy even more, and we're going to expose some of the stuff that's going on. I mean, I watched this guy on C-SPAN last weekend, or actually a couple weekends ago, right when I got back from New York City, and he had these models of globalization, and China's our friend, and Russia's our friend, and we're going to merge together and fight the evil terrorist, and here's the new map, and we're going to go into Africa and the Middle East and take it over, and, you know, all of this, and we work for the big corporations, the Pentagon works for the big corporations, that's who we work for, and Wall Street just loves me, and just so arrogant and pompous. I know a lot of you saw that. It's hard to believe unless you witnessed it for yourself. But General Parton, it was going to come on in the third hour. Now he says he'll come on at the bottom of this hour, a little bit early, because I wanted him to come on after Mr. Barnett, because everything General Parton has talked about and what the Pentagon was going to shift into and what was going to happen is now happening. And he wrote about this decades ago. Decades ago, and of course he's a brigadier general, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, veteran of multiple wars, and just a great patriot. And now we hear about Russia openly going to merge with NATO, NATO now with a global role, Russia saying they'll have preemptive strikes around the planet, all of this, and I got a stack of mainstream articles about Russian intelligence involvement in the attacks on the school. We know the Russian government carried out the bombings in 99 to get Putin into office. His FSB was caught planting bombs in the fourth building. I mean, all we're doing is covering the facts. And there's people that are really upset out there about this. But this Barnett guy had been on my website. He was describing a bunch of stuff off of it and was very upset, livid, and just amazing. But we're not going to stop, folks. He finally just started screaming when I said, we're going to win, the truth will come out, we're going to win, we're going to prevail, we're the real patriots, and he just started screaming and hung up the telephone. So I don't know what to say about it. Just incredible. It was actually kind of scary. I mean, I was being pretty nice to him until the end, and I just said, well, we're going to win, sir. We're going to win. We're going to defend this country. And, I'm crazy because I think the government had prior knowledge and was involved, and I started trying to go, well, what about the official government plans, Northwoods, Peanut? And he just, but within 10 seconds of talking to him, he goes, listen, I think what you do is beep, 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 and I think blah, blah, blah. I mean, just so angry. So we're in a fight, folks. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was watching this guy teach all these military brass. I mean, it was the whole New World Order plan just right out in the open. I hope none of you spend money on his book. I hope none of you will support this guy, but we do have to analyze him. But he's all part of this entire neocon gaggle that is up there in the Pentagon now. Very, very serious situation. But it must feel good, you know, just to be part of the establishment and to serve it and to, you know, think you've got everything set and you're on the winning side. Well, the American people are going to win and the New World Order will be defeated. Let's go ahead and talk to Gil in Texas. Gil, go ahead.
Yes. Do you think there's a real possibility that the gentleman you had scheduled, maybe his handlers got to him and said, look, I'm making an offer you can't refuse. You go on that show and we'll demote you, or even worse, probably take him out.
I don't know that. No, I don't think so. This guy, they don't do that with their energetic, happy servants. Mm-hmm. The guy went on my website right before he was about to go on air with us. And I'm sure we didn't have his name listed. We said General Benton K. Parton will come on to talk about the Pentagon's new map. And so I think maybe he thought Parton was coming on while he was going to be on. That wasn't my intention. I was going to have Parton maybe go on the line a little bit early at the end of the interview to hear what the guy said and maybe bring him up, but not in the first part of the interview. The scheduling was for the third hour when Mr. Barnett would be gone. But I don't know. But did you see that guy on C-SPAN?
No, I haven't had the pleasure of doing that. I do listen to your show, and I have a copy of 911, The Road to Tyranny. I'm in the southeast Texas area, a heavy industrial oil area. In fact, one of the slogans were, we oil the world. I have a question for you. Of lately, there have been a rash. There was a ship that was ran into. The Coast Guard had to come out. And in a rash, they've been closing down highways And it seems like every week, every other week, there's some kind of incident where they have to shut the roads down. Do you think it's possible that the industrial complex has gotten with the military and the police department, and this is a good way for them to start testing?
I know that they have done thousands and thousands of drills all over the country. A lot of times they don't even tell us our drills until later when we force them to. Fake nuclear spills, all types of stuff. And, yes, they're testing the martial law systems, preparing and getting everybody ready for it.
Because every other week around here, every two or three weeks around here, there's some kind of road closure here in my area, or there's a chemical spill, or there's been a ship that's been ran into, and they have to close down the waterways because they have to clean up the spill. Well, it's possible.
Well, I mean, a lot of that's always happening down by Houston. I mean, a lot of that's probably real, but have they had drills down there? Yes, they have had admitted drills.
So it's kind of a gray area as to where this is staged or whether this is actually happening. Maybe they are actually, is it possible they actually do these things? Would they go, you mentioned problem, reaction, solution. Is it possible that to kind of test the system, they say, well, okay, let's have some kind of mock thing happen. Let's actually do something to where we'll be able to kind of enforce.
I don't know. I don't want to speculate on that.
Sure.
I mean, the Houston Chronicle has said Houston's a big target of Al-Qaeda. And CIA Arabs.
Mm-hmm. But would the chemical industry and the military industrial complex go that far as to kind of shoot their own self in the foot to test their military system?
Well, by announcing all the time that the refineries are breaking down and out of date and there's not enough oil, they're able to jack up the prices. Thanks for the call. So we know that's going on, Gil. Interesting questions. Let's talk to Bob calling from the USA. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Long-time listener, always tell folks that they don't call it divide and conquer for nothing. So Mexican folks, black folks, Jewish folks, everybody in neighborhoods need to be good friends with everybody in case something's happening. We got water. Everybody's got gardens. We've got emergency plans. And I want to see commercials where we see troops running towards something, they're saying, someone's yelling, all right, let's get these libraries built, let's get these schools open, let's get these gardens made, all right, let's get this water purified for people, let's get everybody Berkey water filters, let's go, doing stuff like that, instead of always destroying. And one of the secrets, the so-called secrets of the esoteric secret societies, is that they must become this thing most evil, so that this great good will be realized. And through creating the most restrictive Orwellian society, microchips, everything, that the human revolution against that will usher in this golden age. And I say, there's more than one way to skin a cat, or don't skin cats. What are you doing skinning cats for?
All right, but thanks for the call. Look, let me just say this. Okay, the globalists at the top rationalize the tyranny they're setting up, global government like this, and it's in their own publications, it's public. They say there's a threat of level 4 bioweapons, there's a threat of nuclear proliferation. If we don't have a global government, countries will independently develop these and destroy the planet. We've got to be more evil than the most evil to defeat them. The truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. You know, all of these statements. And that's how they fool well-meaning, idealistic people into serving this system. I mean, a lot of these are well-meaning, good folks. They think they're doing good. I mean, that's probably what Mr. Barnett is. Okay, well, you know, with the Pentagon's new global government map. I mean, that's what it is. And so that's their excuse. But meanwhile, we catch the globalists funding and training the terrorists, proliferating the weapons, really creating crises. And that's their maxim, is order out of chaos. And yes, at the very highest levels of this whole skull and bones, esoteric, occult, mumbo jumbo, that's their excuses. We've got to bring in total evil to have the balance in the force, you know, kind of like the George Lucas line, between the dark side and the light. And by bringing in this great evil, then, you know, it will create this great movement of goodness against it, and then we'll finally have the golden age. And it's very, very dangerous, and it's a rationalization. Really what they operate under is social Darwin views, or social Darwinist views, of we're the best, we're the smartest, that's why we're in control, it's our right to rule over these dumb people. And then they do everything they can to further dumb us down and go, oh, look, see, they're dumb, we've got to take care of them, we've got to be the social engineers. And so that's really what they're doing. All right, we'll come back and get to a bunch of other callers. Then we have General Benton K. Parton joining us. Talk about his warnings of how they would try to shift the Pentagon into serving and working with what I call the neo-Soviets in Russia and the commies in China. We've had the professors call in from China on the show where they're listening, trying to convince us how good China is. Well, we're not going to buy that. China is the New World Order model because of the tyranny there and the dehumanization. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.com, of course, is a little bit different than PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's continue with your calls. Then we've got General Parton coming on. Let's go ahead now and talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Alex, I'm trying to get some information on a person by the name of Victor Ash. Mayor Victor Ash, Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you've already got the information.
Yeah, well, I read something on the Internet. Sherman Skolnick, who's an He's an investigative journalist, wrote an article about Victor Ash. And I said, you know, I bet you if anyone would know, Alex Jones would probably know.
I don't know if what Kitty Kelly and Mr. Skolnick say is true.
Mm-hmm.
But they allege that him and Bush are special friends, and I don't know if that's true, sir, and that's why I don't really get into it.
Hmm. All right, well, I'll do some more research, and hopefully we can learn a little bit more. Thank you, Alex.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call, Mike. Jim in Ohio. Jim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones, rebel without a pause. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good. Hey, with all the talk of the numerology regarding the New World Order and that and 911, I have kind of a theory I just wanted to run past you. I don't know what the satanic symbolism of it would be, but obviously in this country, 911 is an easy one to remember in the emergency. And
yeah, it's very archetypal, yes.
Okay. Well, and you wonder, too, on that day, as clear of a day as it was, that what if that day would have been cloudy and overcast? It kind of lends credence that that had to be the day to stick in people's minds, and it just seems to add credence to the remote control possibilities of flying the planes into the towers in the Pentagon. Just kind of wondered what your thought was on that.
I'm not quite getting what you're saying.
Well, had these pilots, the terrorists, supposedly, had the minimal capabilities to fly a plane, they needed the visual to come into New York, and they had to pick an extremely clear day to pick up those towers from a distance. Now, if it was an overcast day with low cloud cover, and they were these amateur pilots, supposedly, those people behind crashing the planes into the tower and the Pentagon weren't going to leave it up to their abilities to physically fly the planes in an overcast setting. That date was picked beforehand.
Well, that's an interesting point. I just go off the fact that on that morning, the CIA was running an exact drill of planes being flown into those structures just magically by accident. Well, that's ridiculous. And then we have NORAD standing down and all these other points, the bin Ladens being flown out of the country. Then we have our internal sources through Stanley Hilton and others who've deposed these high-level military officers and others. We have FBI agents saying we were told to back off the bin Ladens, W199I. That's really the meat and potatoes proof we've got.
Well, and the other part of it, too, is everything that I've read from real pilots, you know, saying that the aerobatics that these guys had to go through to bring these planes in, especially into the Pentagon, and hit that thing the way that they did, especially on final approach, you know, experienced pilots with 25 years experience wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, the quotes I've seen is 9 out of 10 times they wouldn't be able to do the Pentagon maneuver.
Correct. Just my thought.
No, it's all points that have to be made. Their official story is impossible. It's the wildest conspiracy theory of them all. Thank you, Jim. Who's up next here? Mary in Colorado. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning. Well, that Bush Oil outfit, they have to go. Condoleezza didn't do her job. She fell down on the job. And Bush didn't do his job. And they're just, you can't trust them. And another thing that scares me is this big oil pipeline that is being run from Aberjavel, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, into Georgia, that's part of Russia, or used to be, and then into Turkey, and we have a Russian station and an American station. Our soldiers and Marines are military is stationed in Georgia, and so is the Russian military.
Well, they have said that we're going to be merging in these countries. We're going to invade all these countries together with our new friend, Russia.
Well,
they're helping us.
Russia's never been a friend of ours. I don't think they can be trusted across the street. And I'm looking at history, and I think if you want to know the truth, appreciated what President Clinton put in his book. I believe him. I trust him. I trust the Democrats. And so anyway, I want that Bush outfit out of there. They're nothing but trouble. They aren't up to that job, okay?
All right. Thanks for the call, Mary. Look, they all work for the same bosses. It's the same policies. Gary's for the war. Gary's for all of it. And see, the conservatives hate the liberals. The liberals hate the conservatives. And that's how they've got us captured. We need to get outside that false box.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mission impossible. Defeat the globalists. Take over. People running this country and running the planet created the communists, the Nazis. They create the centralized systems, as Professor Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, admitted in his own 900-page book, Tragedy and Hope. They have set up their new world order. It is now upon us. In a few minutes, we're going to go to General Benton K. Parton, Brigadier General, retired. We've had him on the broadcast many times. Haven't had him on in a long time. It's time to have him back. I remember I first interviewed him, I don't know, five, six years ago, and he always stressed, look, the Pentagon's going to come out with a plan. There's people pushing it that China and Russia are friends. We're, quote, that they're not a threat, that we're going to have to work together to go into all these countries. And now they're openly saying that. We were going to have Thomas Barnett on, the Pentagon's new map. He took one look at my website, and I called him up and said, why aren't you coming on? He got really upset. I already talked about that and began being very profane with me. I've never experienced that before. But we're going to talk about General Parton. He hasn't seen Barnett's big presentation I watched on C-SPAN a few weeks ago to the Pentagon. He's from the Naval War College. But everything that Parton has talked about in the past and written about, written papers for the Pentagon on, is exactly what I was watching. This guy was chastising the brass for still thinking that China's a threat. I mean, it was amazing. So that's just some of what we'll talk about. I mean, it was terrifying. Literally, I sat there just shocked to watch it. Before we go to General Parton, my new film, American Dictators, is out. It's 90 minutes long. It shows Bush and Kerry being cousins, Skull and Bones members, almost for the exact same policies. We get into the whole police state that's being set up, 9-11. It's my new film, American Dictators, 1995. Also have 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror. We have Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, my police state films, my film Matrix of Evil with Ron Paul and others. You need to get these films. Summer 1995, my first 10 films are $25.95 because they're all over 2 hours long, some almost 3 hours. They're $20 if you order three or more. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up and watch it online. 15 cents a day to watch all my films, a bunch of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get the films or books, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you are authorized to make copies, as many as you'd like, of my films. You can't make copies, obviously, of other people's films I carry. And before we go to... So I hope you take action. I hope you get the films. I hope you warn people. Now, I want to read this before we go to General Parton, who I appreciate holding. This is from Professor Quigley's 1966 book, Tragedy and Hope. There does exist and has existed for a generation an international network which operates to some extent in the way the radical right believes the communists act. In fact, this network, which we may identify as the Roundtable Groups, CFR, Tridental Commission, has no aversion to cooperating with the communists or any other groups and frequently does so. I know of the operations of this network because I have studied it for 20 years and was permitted for 2 years in the early 60s to examine its papers and secret records. I have no aversion to it or most of its aims and have, for much of my life, been close to it and many of its instruments. I have objected, both in the past and recently, to a few of its policies, but in general, my chief difference of opinion is that it wishes to remain unknown, and I believe its role in history is significant enough to be known, Professor Carol Quigley, in his book, Tragedy and Hope. In his first State of the Union, Bill Clinton said, "I owe it all to this man. He's my mentor," the head of political science department at Georgetown University. Now, again, in the final model of what the communists said they would do, part of their program, as General Parton has laid it out, and as my own research has shown, again, this is all controlled by big financial interests that want to use communist terror to take over countries. Now they call it, you know, globalism. They have different names for it. Their plan is to take over every country in the world, and they're going to use the threat of terrorism to do it, and they are doing it right now. And it is horrible to watch it happening, to watch Russia going into NATO, to watch NATO going global, to watch all this develop. And the real expert on this is General Parton, joining us a little bit early on the show today. We're honored to have him. General, good to have you on.
My pleasure being on your show again, Alex.
Thank you. I know you're not too familiar with Barnett himself. You've done some research, but this whole group in the Pentagon that is... saying China and Russia are good buddies and shifting us into this new model, saying China isn't communist, chastising the true conservatives in the Pentagon. Can you give us the real map of the world, General?
Look, I haven't read much of Barnett's paper, but you don't have to get into but a few hundred words before you can see that he's mouthing the global program that the communist world laid out back after World War II. Excuse me, after World War I. Now look, Alex, I ran into the same sort of thing, gosh, 30, 40 years ago when I was at the War College myself. I had turned out a book on the Sino-Soviet split. And I did the first class operations research kind of techniques, and I proved without question the Sino-Soviet split was one of the highest payoff operations that the Soviet Union ever got into. And Anatoly Golitsyn, 17 years later, came out with a book, New Lies for All, and we said the Sino-Soviet split was a strategic disinformation program. And then 27 years after I did my book, he wrote this book, the Sino, what was it, the Perestroika Deception. And he said not only was it the key disinformation program on which all other disinformation programs depended. It's rather interesting at that time, you know, if you'd done a dissertation or a thesis, you didn't have to do another one at the War College. And so I did one on the Sino-Soviet split thing. And it was, gosh, almost a 200 book, extensively documented. And I tried to, my faculty advisor wanted it distributed very extensively. Well, the little group, the little think tank group, sort of like you have down at the War College, at the Naval War College, they had one guy in that group who was a propagandist for the Sino-Soviet split. And so it didn't get distributed, but, you know, three or four copies went out. You can get a copy of the library at Maxwell. You can get a copy of the Air Force Academy library. But there's very few that were published. I got out several hundred copies. But at the same time, I did a paper on a statistical paper. You had to write two articles for publication. And I was dealing with, was really extension of wall sequential sampling theory. No one on earth in the Air Force would be interested in that if they weren't in quality control or sequential testing of expensive items. But my guys, that thing was distributed in dozens all over the place. And one guy in there, when my faculty advisor wanted them to print it in the annual, the quarterly publication that came out of the War College, they said, well, we were planning to publish an article to the contrary thesis of the legitimacy and irreversibility of the Sino-Soviet split. So one guy was able to turn things around to keep that information from getting out, but Glitzen, who was in the Soviet Union, trained in the Soviet Union, when he was posted to Finland, he defected to the United States, and, you know, he served as an advisor to the CIA for a long time. But it just shows you that some of these think tanks and people out there get way off on the wrong foot. Now, the seminal document on terrorism to this day, the seminal document was a document written by Leon Trotsky when he was head of the Soviet military in 1922. That's the basic document on terrorism.
That's how the Soviets have operated and are still operating. Last year, they put the Red Stars back on their uniforms and back on their tanks and helicopters.
And they have never taken the USSR logo off their media headings. They've never taken it off. But anyway, the Sino-Soviet split was a strategic disinformation program, and it was one of the highest payoff strategic disinformation programs they ever encountered. Now, since 19...
Well, let me stop you. You're using all these technical terms. Again, Brigadier General, former head of Air Force Weapons Development. General, we need to be specific with listeners, even with myself, with these complex terms and issues that are whole areas of study and research. I mean, every word you're using is a four-year degree. You need to go into this. I'm sitting here for 2 hours, 2 weekends ago, watching this Thomas Barnett guy, word for word, say everything you've said, but flipping it around and saying it's good. China's not communist, chastising the room full of brass. Russia's our friend. We're going to fight terror together. We work for the big global corporations. Wall Street loves this plan. We've got new rule sets for globalism. China and Russia are our buddies. We're going to go into the whole planet with them. You know, all of this, and I'm watching this with my mouth hanging open. Can you speak specifically? Because a lot of these guys, it showed the brass, they were nodding and loving it. Some looked like they were about to have a heart attack watching this guy, but this is the dominant model that Bush and Rumsfeld and Kerry and all of them are pushing and promoting.
Well, irrespective of who's pushing what, let me just give you the facts, and these facts are very predictable.
But please put it in layman's terms. Give us the real-world map and what's happening.
Well, let me give you just a quick outline, and I've been using this chart for the last 10 years around and discussing the subject, very subject you're talking about. And I go right back to the 1928 program, and when the Communist International, the Third International, wasn't the first, it wasn't the second, it was the Third International. It was the Lenin International. It was set up in 1919. They set up a think tank group of their best and brightest from around the world to come up with what they called the program of the Third International, designed to transform every square inch of the world into this new world order. Every square inch of the world. They worked on it for 9 years. They had 11 plenary sessions. The people involved in that committee were their best and brightest, not just from Russia, but from all over the world. It was a group of people from all over the world. And at the Sixth Party Congress in Moscow in 1928, they adopted the program to transform the world. They had another document. A big part of that effort was Wars of National Liberation. Castro came to power by a classic War of National Liberation. They had a separate item because most of the world was to be transitioned and transformed into socialism by a War of National Liberation. And there were three different, they divided the world up into three different groups. One was what they called a capitalist world, which is to be transitioned by democratic processes. And that was Western Europe, Australia, and Japan. And to a certain extent, the United States. They considered the United States a colonial country also. That was to be they were to be transformed by basically democratic processes. And most of all those countries in Western Europe now have a socialist chief of state. As you recall, they were going to move NATO east, and they brought Germany in, East Germany in.
Let me stop you right there. Yep. Again, everything you wrote about decades ago, everything you said would happen, happened, and now NATO is merging with Russia. Now their planners are all over TV telling us this is good. They're shifting the Pentagon in domestically to control the populations. It's all happening.
It is. But all those predictions, and well, I have distributed a report, Deadly Failures in Intelligence Analysis, and I took from that book all the findings and conclusions and recommendations and extrapolations based on the fact that they were still following the 1928 program.
But this proves your thesis, because your roadmap, now decades old, has been exactly what's happened.
Now, let me give you the roadmap in the future.
Give it to us.
They had planned to have, you'll not find any dates associated with that program. It's just like when you go to a theater, you give you a program. They don't give you a blueprint. They don't give you a plan. They give you a program. And that indicates that you have the resources and everything to put on a play. Same thing is true with the program of the Third International. It's an active document to transform the world. Now, they had planned to have, by the year 2000, what they called a World Commonwealth of Independent States. The year 2000. If you read their party literature and leftist stuff today, you'll find that they are claiming they have slipped a few years, not many.
But then the exact same program is brought forward by the so-called capitalist states with their globalization or their new world order, and then we catch the big banks funding the communists.
Well, let me just step through this. It won't take but a minute or two. They had planned to have, by the year 2000, a World Commonwealth of Independent States. And what do they call themselves today? The CIS, the Commonwealth of Independent States. And what's the Commonwealth? That's a loose federation, all right? They move into that in what they call the Global Corporate Socialism, or globalism. That's their term, globalism, for this global corporate socialism. And that's where you take all these global cartels for the production and distribution of goods and services are brought together in this world trade. And the World Trade Organization is therefore orchestrating this. Then they move into a period of interdependence. And this is where you have a world socialist division of labor. When you set up the core countries that this guy's talking about in his book, you're talking about this world socialist division of labor, under the heading of interdependence. Remember, we had a declaration of interdependence passed by many members of the Congress decades ago. Then you have the withering away of the state because you have this global structure. And you move into what they call regional government. You have a global hierarchy of regional governments to give you what they call, in this world program, world communism, or a new world order. And this is a world without nations, a world without nationalities, a world without borders, a world without war, and a world without competition. And from that, you develop the great socialist man, the Soviet man. That's their program for the future. Now, what this guy's talking about in the book is globalism, which is a part of that program. A very specific part.
Well, you read the program of 1919 that's
1928.
Public. Yeah, and expanded from 1919, as you said, though. And
well, that's when they set up the Third International.
Yes.
But they had this study group that worked on perfecting this gradualistic program and they didn't approve that until 1928. In 1935, they had the Seventh Party Congress, and this is a global operation. In the Seventh Party Congress in Moscow, there were over 532 delegates. 25 of them were from the United States.
And let me just add this to this. Then the United Nations is set up. It's there to carry all of this out, along with the so-called trade groups. That's how the EU started, as a, quote, trade group.
Sure.
But General Parton, if people look at the public program, it's exactly what's happened, and then we've got all the so-called conservatives out there promoting it.
You name me one four-star general, one governor, one senator, whoever known anything about the program in the Third International. Nothing. It's been suppressed by all media and news media out there. I've been trying to get the word out on it in talk show after talk show, but it's been totally suppressed.
But the proof is in the pudding.
Sure it is.
What is in the program is now what has happened.
And happening.
Unbelievable. Yeah, let's talk about where it's going, what life will be like under this, how to defeat it, and a lot more with General Parton. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen, and it's also very frightening. We got to stand and fight this.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's done an incredible job defending this country. And some people get confused by this whole term communist. But you notice that when McCarthy then accused the army of being involved in this and accused Wall Street of being involved, which now has been publicly proven, they totally freaked out and finally went after him. And it was just, oh, it's the leftists and oh, it's the communists and oh, you know, it's just these little small groups doing this. It was fine and dandy. But when the big picture came out that that it was big financial interest behind this to have this criminal consolidation. I don't call it communism. I call it organized crime using this communist model to consolidate. But it'll be the economic elite sitting on top of that and controlling it. And everything they passed and brought forward in 1919, 1928, and 1935, those plans have now all happened. The global government's here. It's all developing. It's all happening. They're telling us Russia and China are good buddies. And the police state's being set up in America. Our police are starting to do things just like they do in Russia or China. Our liberties are being scrapped. All of this is happening. We'll get more into it in the next hour with General Parton, and we'll also have time to go to your calls. But General Parton, how do we stop this program? How do we expose this? Because, you know, both parties, all these governments, they're carrying out the program, and then the few countries that aren't are being attacked and being called terrorists.
Well, you can't say any country is not, because the 1928 program targeted every country in the world, and they identified the strategy to be used with those countries, and they have been carrying them out ever since. And things that are instantaneous. They're all drug out and programmed over a long period of time. That's the Leninist method. The Trotsky method is here now over the borders of invasion. The Lenin method is gradual, and that's what the program of the Third International was. It's what they're still following. It's what they're still doing. And it permeates almost every area of endeavor out there. Let me just, one area, and I know some people will freak out on this, but the business of ecology and environmentalism in this country, is that being used as part of the program of the Third International? You bet it is. Because they say in the program of the Third International, one of our ultimate objectives is to control the forces of nature. There's no God, so we're going to do it ourselves. And Gus Hall, who was the head of the Communist Party of the United States for several decades, in 1972 he wrote a book called Ecology, Can We Survive Under Capitalism? Let me just tell you what he says. The crisis of the environment, like other crises, has its roots in the inherent characteristic of capitalism. The drive for private profits, which insists on the exploitation and racism and promotes war and domestic violence, also includes an utterly reckless disregard for natural resources and the consequent contamination of the environment. What country out there has had more contamination of their environment than the former Soviet Union? The ultimate solution, this is over in the middle of the book, he says, the ultimate solution, of course, is the creation of a planned society in which the quest for profits has been abolished and the results of our science and technology are used for the benefits of the masses of the people of our nation. Now, listen to the last thing he says in the book. He says, it is hoped that this book will be a factor in helping the millions who are getting the experience of struggle in the movement against pollution to become a new force and the transition from capitalism to socialism.
Let me comment on that. The well-meaning people that are out there trying to stop degradation of the environment, that's legitimate. But when I go to these smart growth conferences, these environmental conferences, it's the big banks, it's the military, it's the government. It's being used to criminally consolidate and destroy the general public, being able to have private property and to expand a global government to regulate and control that, General?
Look, you will not find the communist program or people active in this socialist internationalism. You will not find them participating in anything that you cannot find some legitimate support. For example, in Canada...
Stay there. No, I agree. That's the point. We got a break. You're absolutely right. We'll be right back. Hello, folks.